It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and blog comments, and we'll get to your email challenge responses as well. A week ago, we talked about Michael Vick, his guilty plea on a charge related to dogfighting, his public apology, and whether race played any role in the investigation and the media coverage. A listener named Roderick emailed to argue, Vick's actions are disgusting and unjustifiable, but the reaction to Vick reveals a clear double standard. Less than a month ago, he wrote, a white professional wrestler tragically murdered his entire family, strangling his wife and child with his bare hands, yet the story blew over within a couple of days. The amount of coverage Vick has received is completely out of proportion with other athletes who have committed even more contemptible acts. What, besides his race, explains the reaction? Another listener disagreed. This from Mary on our blog. I'd be the first to say that African Americans still face racial prejudice in our culture and in our legal system, but Michael Vick hasn't become a household name because of his race. The story makes headlines outside of the sports pages because his crime was cruel and unusual. Let's not weaken the case for those who do suffer racial injustice by misrepresenting Michael Vick's notoriety as racism. We also talked with Rudy Crewe last week. He's the head of the Miami-Dade County Public School System and has a new book out called Only Connect, The Way to Save Our Schools. A listener named Linda emailed with a suggestion of her own. How to fix our public schools, she wrote, respect. Until respect and discipline are reinstated, there will be no learning, and parents must set the example. If they don't respect the teacher, if the teacher's always wrong, then where does that leave the child not respecting the teacher? And finally, a correction. In our introduction to Harry Shearer, we mentioned that he voices several of the characters on The Simpsons and starred in the movies This Is Spinal Tap and Best in Show, and while he has worked on a number of Christopher Guest projects, Best in Show is not one of them. We regret the error. And now let's get some responses to our email challenge from earlier today. And that was, hey, it's the day after Labor Day. What has changed in your life? This from Steve in Charlotte, North Carolina. I started my morning off taking my oldest son to his first day of kindergarten. As he got out of the car, he seemed unsure of it all. And he asked me, Dad, what if I get lost? I told him that the teachers would show him where to go, told him I loved him, and that I'd see him when I got home after work. Then I drove the entire 20 minutes to work, not just crying, but sobbing. We're talking the first 5 minutes of Saving Private Ryan type of crying. I'm not an overly sensitive man, but this moment, this specific point in time in my life and my son's life will be with me forever. That from Steve in Charlotte, North Carolina. Here's another from a distraught parent. Denise wrote us from Norwalk, Wisconsin. Today was the first day of daycare for her 2-year-old. They let him watch his mom through the window, and all I saw was a poor, pitiful, persecuted little person kicking and screaming at the window, banging his fists on the glass. I hate first days of school. I hate first weeks of school. I will have a glass of wine later tonight. This from Robin, in Marcola, Oregon. Today is the first time in 47 years I am not heading back to school. My first day of retirement after 30 years of teaching, hoping to enjoy not having a schedule, but frightened at having no schedule, hoping that listening to Neil and Talk of the Nation will keep some direction in my days. We welcome you, Robin, and thanks for the email. During the Labor Day weekend, writes Jessica in, I'm not sure where Jessica is, but Jessica wrote us, during the Labor Day weekend, I got a new tattoo, my family crest spanning from my shoulder to my elbow. Earlier this summer, our work implemented a new dress code policy. No tattoos may be showing at work. So, being the forgetful person I am, I realized just this morning that I would have to wear long sleeves for the remainder of my time here. I may have to get a new job. Anyway, that was Jessica in Madison, Wisconsin. I see that there. Kids are back in college. Wife and I enjoying the solitude. Sent from my iPhone, says Bob. And this from Liz. Well, I have a life. Last week, I was stung by a flurry of ground hornets while mowing the lawn. I went into anaphylactic shock and would have died if my daughter hadn't driven up as I was losing consciousness. Today, the bee lady came and dropped some bee-killing spray into the nest in the ground, and she stirred up the proverbial hornet's nest. Presumably, they'll all be dead within a few days, and the queens will not multiply. Evidently, unbeknownst to me, this is the height of bee season. And also unbeknownst to me, I am allergic to bee stings. So hooray for the first day of fall experiences, and hooray to the first day of the rest of my life. Thanks from Liz. If you have corrections, comments, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.